Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
That I've been with that are in their 40s.
You would say the 40s.
Yeah, but I've only been with one guy that was in his 50s.
Okay, so you would say 40s best.
I would say so, yeah.
40s best.
Yeah. So quality over quantity. The 40s guy, one really good time that night. The guy who's 21, 8 times that night, but it's okay.
First of all, I'm 41. I'm not having sex 8 times in a night. I mean, you're lucky if you get a second time. No, I'm out. Like, get me some food and I'm good.
Here's a guy who's texting in and saying that this is a very shallow question. But
sex is important.
But it's not shallow when you guys like divorce us when we turn like 45 and then shack up with a 28-year-old. Yeah, okay. Get out of here, guy.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, I think it's okay for her to ask. I mean, it doesn't mean that she's gonna be able to find somebody in that particular age demographic.
Not necessarily, but when you just have to expand your search filters on the dating app.
Yeah, right. that is Nancy Know-It-All. It is 8:01 and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Yo, girl, sorry about dinner last night, girl.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Spring into Savings program. WAAF listeners get 10% off a brand new metal roof, eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here for you right now are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous couple of days.
Friday, 6:54 a.m.
Hey, morning show. Just wondering, does Elizabeth Warren get a family discount on that Indian motorcycle?
End of message.
Bernie Sanders,
yes,
has announced that he's going to run again.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
love it. So more of an angry baby Robin on the campaign trail. Psyched.
Another candidate on the Democrat side of things.
And do we have a soccer team yet?
There's quite a few.
Yeah,
there are quite a few. So there may be some who would prefer Bernie to Elizabeth Warren. I mean, he certainly leans more on the socialism side of things than maybe perhaps she does. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Friday, 6:56 a.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. This is Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm just calling because I'm really surprised with you guys. You know, with the salad cream, you're doing it wrong. You must first take the salad cream and rub it all over your body. And then, once you've rubbed it all over your body and your friend's body, we'll say, you can enjoy it from there, if you know what I mean. Cheerio!
End of message.
I hate that guy.
Uh-huh. Not a lot of positive feedback on the salad cream from Heinz during Friday's show.
Nobody. It had a weird, still feel the aftertaste.
Yeah, it had a weird chemical aftertaste.
Yeah,
you know,
Nobody really liked
Pass.
It.
Can we sue you when we start growing a second head out of our body somewhere?
Apparently, on the Phantom Gourmet this weekend, they shared a little piece about mayo chup, which is mayonnaise and ketchup.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody was sharing that photo with me and asking if I had tried it yet, and I haven't. But It's a mixture of mayo and ketchup that has been pre-mixed for you.
Yeah, just also, use Russian dressing, kid.
Also by the Heinz people.
Right.
Also made by the Heinz people.
Friday, 6:59 a.m.
Hey, LC, yeah. I threw my back out. Should I go get an MRE, you donkey?
End of message.
My bad.
Sunday, 11:18 p.m.
When I was growing up in Nippawan, I asked Crackerjack, what will I be? Will I weigh 200 pounds, be shredded, and play for the Bruins? Will I have a 5-on-1 in Taiwan? Will I have beautiful lettuce? This is what he said to me. Hey, kid, your nickname will be LB.
Oh.
One day you'll balloon to 300 pounds and your feet you will be unable to see. Hey, kid.
End of message.
Well done,
well done. That was
friend.
Awesome.
Monday, 2:36 p.m.
Hi, kid. Yeah. Hey, you don't got a babysitter. Just lock the kids in the car, kid. Oh, I don't know how people can lock their kids in the cars like that, kid. Oh.
End of message.
Never done it. Can't wrap my head around it.
What, lock your kid in the car?
56 a.m.
Judge your kids. I'm getting so upset. Let me get my vanilla soft serve cone and dip it in chocolate. Because that ain't racist. I'm a Bruin.
End of message.
Yeah, you covered it all.
7 a.m.
Yeah, I was at work the other day. I was eating lunch, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Got a little peanut butter on my face. Bam. Racist.
End of message. 7:03 a.m.
Hey, what if there was ISIS in Italy? There'd be Italian ISIS.
End of message.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, that's it.
So simple, good, clean.
Yeah, good note to end on. Great note. Great note to end on.
Amazing.
All right, thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. And a reminder that you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message for us anytime, and we will play your messages back every single day at 8. Today's weather brought to you by the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this winter, and it's going to be sunny today and 31. And we're in the teens right now. When is the snow coming? Is that tomorrow night that they're talking about?
I think it's tomorrow night, snow, and then freezing rain on top of that.
Right.
That's been the winning combination this this winter.
Danielle, remind everybody to clean their cars off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I will. I don't like your snarky attitude about it, big guy. Let me have my little PSA. People don't do it and turn on your goddamn headlights.
You really get triggered by the headlight thing.
I do, because you have a lot of vehicles that basically turn into the color of pavement when it's overcast and raining or snowing and people can't see you coming when they're trying to turn, or God forbid you're on the highway and there's a lot of road spray. Can't see you.
Yeah. Yeah. You said there was a story in the news today about, and we've talked about this before on the show, about a woman who freaked out on a JetBlue flight because she was going to have to sit next to a toddler.
Oh, my God.
And, I know people get annoyed by young kids on planes, but are the people who get annoyed people who've never had a young child? Is that essentially what it is?
I think it is.
What, yeah. In denial that they don't remember when they were a young child?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But the flight was headed to Vegas. The woman refused to sit next to the toddler. She was spewing profanities. She spit on a fellow passenger. She struck a member of the cabin crew. Now, a fellow passenger that was on board got video of this, of course, and shared the footage to his Twitter account. The woman has been identified as 32-year-old Valerie Gonzalez. We have some sound from the video on board the plane.
Yo, someone make this viral. You want to make this viral? Make it viral. What are the did I do? I called someone old because they were? All right, I'll get my bag. All y'all. My mom's gonna be so proud of me tomorrow. I don't tape this. Who's taping this? Who's taping this? All y'all.
No. Ma'am?
Getting off the plane. Don't touch my. I'll get off the plane. Get my off the under things.
I need someone to call Broward Sheriff's Department to F3. I need someone to call Broward Sheriff's Department.
Oh, because I called someone old. I get kicked off the plane. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy yourself at Vegas, babies. Vegas, baby, Vegas. I'll be there in an hour.
Not tonight.
Wow.
Not tonight.
I love it.
She had been drinking all day.
No
surprise.
Yes. Well, she was leaving the Fort Lauderdale International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of drinks available at the airport with straws, like long straws in them.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can make it a double for an extra dollar.
Yes,
wait
that's right.
A second.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Was the toddler sitting right there the whole time she
probably,
was doing that?
Oh, probably.
Good.
Now, here's somebody who says kids should not be allowed on planes.
Shut up.
Oh, really?
God, shut up.
I don't
then take the train.
Listen, there is a very distinct difference between a baby that cannot pop its ears, that's clearly having discomfort, or a child where the parents are actively trying to do everything they can to calm the kid down and not get him to kick their seat. Then there's the other side of it where you have the people that are seemingly not even aware that their child is having a meltdown. And I don't know if that's just an active distraction technique, like I'm going to ignore you, or they don't give a crap. Those are the people that you should get a little frustrated with because they're just not even trying.
I just don't get why people get worked up about being around other people.
Right.
You're going to get on a plane.
Right.
Somebody's going to be loaded.
It's going to suck.
Hates to fly.
Right. It's going
to
suck regardless.
Took some sort of pill to make her calm down or him calm down.
Right.
Then has a cocktail. He's losing his mind. Right. You know, you're in a. I consider it like a public place. It's like being in a park and somebody losing their S. You're just like, well, we're in public.
Should there be a kids section on a plane?
That'd
maybe
be awesome soundproof
a
one.
A kids table.
Yeah,
I like that.
Kids section, you have a little
section.
Play area or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
close
just I'm just trying to think of solutions.
Yeah.
We
can put and if they ever have they haven't instituted cell phone calls, right, on planes yet. We haven't passed that. They didn't finalize that, right?
I don't know. Is it or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. They said they're going to.
Yeah, they planned on it.
But it hasn't been done yet, right?
Okay, good. So we can squeeze in two more sections on the plane, the screaming kids soundproof area and the people on their cell phone soundproof area.
Yeah. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when people can talk at free random on the plane loudly?
I would drive to California.
You would.
Oh, my God. I just got on the plane. Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm on a plane. I got nothing to do for 6 hours. So tell me what's... Oh, my God. I got to tell you a story. You're not going to believe this. Oh, my God.
What about as soon as you land and you're still taxiing and somebody feels the need to call the person that's picking them up, and then they go, yeah, we just landed.
Yep.
So it's probably going to be about 10, 15 minutes. I'll meet you out at the same place that everybody else is meeting everybody else that they're picking up at the airport.
Yep. Right. Yep. Right.
You know?
They made me check my bag, so it's going to be another 20 minutes for that.
Yeah. A lot of people say that there should be a family section.
It's the same plane.
No.
You're still going to hear it.
Seriously.
If there's a kid in row 45 and you're in row 2 and the kid's having a meltdown, you're still going to hear it.
It'll work as well as the old smoking section they used to have on planes. Which was a genius idea.
A lot of people, unless you're flying a real discount carrier, if you're of a certain age, you won't remember getting stuck next to the person that insisted on flicking the ashtray back and forth, the entire, like the little lid to the ashtray, flick, 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 flick for 6 hours. Flick, 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 flick.
Yeah, I mean, that just, I think if you're going to fly, you have to understand that people might be bringing their children with them.
I have to admit, before I had a kid, I was a little annoyed when I'd hear a baby crying and I'd go, oh my God, oh my God. And then I had to go through the whole process myself.
Yeah.
So now I have a little sympathy for people who, you know, have to bring kids along.
Well,
that is a project.
It's the same thing as going to a Red Sox game or, you know, like a sporting event. and you get the four drunk guys behind you, and you're with your 12-year-old, and they're spitting F-bombs and hammered and,
at family-friendly Fenway?
Yeah, you're in a public place.
All right. What do you think of the student who did not want to do the Pledge of Allegiance in school in Florida and then became disruptive and was arrested? There's a lot of people who are worked up about this morning on both sides. Where do you stand on this story?
I feel like the arrest might have been a bit much, but I don't know to what degree the student flipped out after the disagreement.
Yeah.
So if it was something where it was justifiable that law enforcement was involved, okay. At the outset, it seems like a little much, but again, I know that there are more details in the middle there that will, justify why the police decided to arrest the student.
I guess that there was a substitute teacher who didn't know that the student code of conduct did not require that students participate in the Pledge of Allegiance. And so that may have been the issue when it comes to this student at Lawton Childs Middle Academy in Lakeland, Florida.
That's a hard-o sub right there.
Yeah.
That's the sub that goes through with the lesson plan that the teacher left.
I'm going to do this because I want a full-time job.
Exactly.
This is the mother of the student.
I want the charges dropped, and I want the school to be held accountable and the officer for what happened, because it shouldn't have been handled the way that it was handled.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Did they actually arrest him for not standing?
No.
It was
for becoming disruptive.
Because that would be wrong.
Yeah. Allegedly got aggressive, right?
They asked him. He's in sixth grade. They asked him to leave the class. He refused to. So he was, he left the classroom afterward, created another disturbance in the hallway, made threats as he was escorted to the office. That's when he was arrested.
Oh, okay.
He reportedly was asked by the substitute teacher why he didn't want to say the pledge, and he said because the flag is racist, and then goes on to say why the national anthem was offensive to black people, and that's where the whole disagreement stemmed from.
Hmm.
How does he feel about charcoal masks?
Do we know anything about that?
Not
sure.
This is Sharon on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Sharon.
Good morning. So I had a great flight on Thanksgiving on Southwest, also known as Kidwest, in which a lovely millennial decided to tap me on the arm and say that my child, although she knows I have a baby, hand up, was offending her because his foot touched her arm while she was sitting there.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my God.
And my husband was the one sitting next to her, and we finally switched. She goes, I know you have a baby and all, but your child is touching my arm.
Oh, gosh.
So, very nicely, when she got up, I put ice cubes in her shoes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she took her shoes off?
Oh, yes. Good for you.
Yeah.
People that take their shoes off on the plane, get the out of here with that.
Well,
what if they have slippers? What if they bring slippers, take the shoes off, put the slippers on?
That's a little
you
better.
You get a 15-hour flight somewhere.
Long-haul flight, I get it. You basically have to bring a whole other set of clothes for the next day. But if you're going on like a 2-3-hour flight, you kick those bad boys off the second you get on the plane and then tuck them at the edge of the seat rest in front of you so that the top of your little gold toes there are peeking through next to my elbow.
Yeah. What about the people who violently decline their seat back without any warning to the person behind them?
Yeah. And you've got two cocktails on the tray
that
you had to convince the stewardess to give you both at the same time.
Yep. Now one is gone.
Yep.
Here's somebody who says, I just sat next to somebody who was doing their nails the whole way down on the flight. Is that inappropriate?
It's very inappropriate. And I've seen that happen. Yeah, because the smell, the nail polish.
Yeah, so what?
It's a very strong chemical. Listen, if you get on a plane with takeout fish, you're kicking your shoes off, you haven't managed your BO problem, or you're doing your nails, or the perfume, excessive perfume. If you're getting on a plane, people are trapped in a tube with you for hours.
Don't do it. I can't deal with people like you.
It's inconsiderate.
Then fly. You know what? Rent a private plane and fly by yourself.
I just don't know why we can't
public.
Have... Yeah, but it's common
like getting
courtesy.
It's like getting on a bus and expecting people not to stink or not to act how they're going to act. It's public.
You don't need
it's
to
public
do
transportation.
Plan ahead. You don't need to do your nails on the plane.
Right.
Do a crossword puzzle.
Those people could be courteous.
Do a Sudoku.
Well, what's Curious?
Anything else?
You can't.
Curious is not doing your nails on the plane.
Yeah, but I bought the seat. I can take my shoes off.
Okay. And I can verbally complain about it the whole flight.
I bought the seat, so I can light up my hibachi and make steaks.
Well, no, I know, but so you order a sandwich and slop it all over your chest and spill the lettuce onto the floor. You know, that's...
Who are you sitting next to, Chris Farley?
Too bad, so sad. You know, I think it's just crazy how people think, like, it's only about me. You're in a public place. You're in a public situation.
I agree with you on that. I just think that people could think a little bit ahead about the situation that they're going to be in and try to be nice to the people around them and think about that.
And the next time you think someone's ugly, just don't think it.
Not even close to the same thing, but
difference.
I appreciate your contribution.
I don't know.
Not even a little bit, Guy.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
What a fat load that lady is.
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, okay, right now you guys are scaring the hell out of me. I got to fly business out to Dallas in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I got to send myself air freight from what you guys are talking about, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, you got to watch out. See, Greg's one of those people. He gets on the flight, he takes the loafers off, and then he puts the lavender body lotion on his feet while he's sitting there in a three-hour flight. So.
Caller correction. Monkey puts the lotion on.
Never.
Monkey seems like he'd be an anti-feet guy. I don't know why.
Oh, probably.
Just strikes me. He'd probably be like, put your shoes on.
He probably is.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, he probably is. let's see. How do you feel? Now we're getting into the shoes off discussion, which I'm fine with.
Yep.
But a texter says, we have somebody at work that kicks his shoes off in the lunchroom while we're all sitting there for lunch. That doesn't seem like an appropriate thing to do.
No, it's not.
But why? What's the big deal?
Because he's trying to eat your lunch and it stinks, and then the guy goes and puts his feet up on a chair, and it's probably schmeg all over
socks.
What
if his feet don't stink?
Then whatever. Then nobody will probably notice.
What if they smell like roses? What if he sprays his socks or
maybe
he wears, you know?
Maybe,
but
I'm guessing that texter wouldn't have complained if there wasn't a smell. I'm guessing it just wouldn't have come up if there wasn't a smell.
Yeah.
Here's a text for you, LB.
Yeah.
It says, it's common courtesy. Nothing you say makes sense.
What?
Well,
you know what? I think, listen, I understand that you people need to live your lives as perfect as possible. So if I wear flip-flops on the plane, what's worse, flip-flops or me taking my shoes off with my socks on?
So you're taking your flip-flops off would be terrible.
I've got bare feet in flip-flops or I take my shoes off. I think you've got a lot of problems. How about worrying about the fact that the pilot doesn't crash the plane?
I stopped worrying about that a while ago.
It's just incredible to me. Yeah,
I got athlete's foot on my flight, but we're alive.
I paid $765 for this seat. Stay out of my space. That's my elbow rest. Is that not the other thing that drives me nuts about airplanes? Is that the people that think they own the armrest.
Right, the whole armrest, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you only get half, bud. You only get half.
Well, it's first come, first serve. If I take the armrest, too bad, so sad. You know?
Where do you stand on people flossing on a flight?
Get out of here. Any grooming.
Yeah.
Flossing, pimple popping, nail clipping, hair brushing, any of that stuff. If it's something you usually do in the bathroom with a towel wrapped around your waist, don't do it in public. Yeah. Don't do it in public. Just stop it. I was at hibachi once, and the guy next to me was wearing a tank top. And you know how sometimes you get those like little ingrowns in the back of your arm, like if you have like a hairy arm or something.
God.
The guy's sitting there, like looking over his shoulder, like squeezing the stuff out and wiping his thumbnail on the napkin. I'm like, bro,
really? He was doing that.
Those
right
aren't
on the
garlic noodles.
He was doing it right on the
right
plane.
In the restaurant. No, in the restaurant.
In a restaurant.
Yes.
In a restaurant.
In a restaurant. I mean, hibachi chef had just come over, and he's like, "Hi, how you doing?" He starts flipping the stuff, making his jokes.
Hell,
shrimp
he was
goes
doing
in the hat.
At a restaurant?
And the guy's like, "Not even." He's just squeezing the back of his arm.
Stop. Making me ill.
Well, first
you're making me sick.
I love when they do. The best part of the hibachi thing is the onion volcano. Yeah, the onion volcano. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, tank top should be legal.
Well, If you're out of shape.
Who puts a tank top on these days?
Coming from a guy who has no sleeves on 50% of his shirt.
That's
my uncle. My uncle Bill.
Oh, your Uncle Bill.
Mowing the lawn.
Yeah, with the tank top.
On a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
In a tank top. Please.
The nice, the best part is the guys that used to be in shape 20 years ago, but they still get like the real deep cut tank top that goes like down to their waistline, yeah. And they're rocking that. And I'm like, oh, bud, look at you. Can see the side of your beer gut. You're impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I just think you have to try to have some respect for other people when you're doing something like traveling in the air. And you have to think about the other people before you're thinking about yourself.
The other thing that's awkward about the armrests is if you get on a plane and the person who's sitting next to you is already in their seat and you sit down and the armrests are not down, and then you have to do that, so are we doing this or not dance? Like, are we gonna like hover with our upper arms a couple inches away from each other, or are we gonna set some personal boundaries? What should I do it? Are you gonna do it? I don't know.
How do you feel? Here's somebody who takes the MBTA commuter rail every day and doesn't like when women are putting their makeup on the train, on the T.
I don't have an issue with putting makeup on. I have an issue with anything that's going to be heavily scented. So if you're putting on a lot of lotions and perfumes and creams and stuff that's really heavily scented, you know, somebody else might be allergic, or it might make them, you know, sick or nauseous. But, it, you know, if you're doing, like, you know, mascara and eyebrows and lipstick, that doesn't bother me. There's no fallout, you know?
At least they're doing it on the train and not while they're driving, like you see all the time.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's public transportation.
Right.
Get up and move four cars back.
Be happy they have pants on.
Yeah, right.
Here's a text that says, the middle person on a plane is getting effed enough. They should get both armrests because they're in the middle of
it.
That's
everybody. Not a bad call.
I back that.
I don't have a problem with that.
The whole armrest thing on a plane is a battle. Be aggressive. You want both? Take both. Fight. You know, you gotta do the battle.
How about an individual who this person encountered who was cleaning their ears out
on the
flight?
No. Nope. No, disgusting.
There are bathrooms on planes.
With the Q-tips.
Yeah,
can I ask a question?
Where are you going to put the Q-tip after? You're going to call the flight attendant over when she's collecting the trash? You're going to put it on the tray table? That's good.
So are ears the same as picking your nose? Like if you're going into your ear, is that the same as picking your nose?
If we're talking about in public, it's in the same category, basically.
It is?
It's not as bad because I feel like unless you're really jammed up, there's not as much of a chance that you're going to come out with a physical evidence of the ears.
Yeah.
But it's still like, you know, people that give that really hard shake and then flick, you're like...
Or they roll it around.
What? Yes.
Oh, my God. Stop. Just stop it.
I used to work with a guy many years ago who used to do the thumb roll under the nostril.
Oh, yeah.
The thumb pick and roll. And then he would sit there and like roll it.
Mm.
And they would flick it when he thought no one was working.
Oh,
I'm like, Bob, geez. What? Really? Come on.
Oh. All right. Well, those are all the things that disgusts all of us on the plane, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, doing their best to start as many rumors as possible about non-existent intra-office relationships.
It was a good time. Yeah, it was. Super good time.
This is the Tuesday Hill Man Morning Show.
sunny, and the temperature is going to be 31 for a high. Looks like there may be some snow in the forecast overnight, tomorrow night into Thursday morning. But depending on the temperature, might be freezing rain, or if it gets warm enough, it could just be rain. And there's no chance, really. I mean, I shouldn't say this because it's a jinx, but it looks like we're going to be way behind this winter when it comes to the expected snow totals, the average snow totals. I believe that would mean that the Farmer's Almanac was incorrect when it predicted
not again
like one of the most prolific winters of all time or whatever.
Do they still have that clam chowder recipe? I don't know. One from a couple years ago.
Do they have a clam chowder recipe in the Farmer's Almanac?
As long as they have the old swap page there.
Yes.
Oh. Yep.
How do you feel about bacon in clam chowder? Are you okay with that?
It must be it must be.
My opinion. I mean, Legal doesn't put it in there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Legal only puts the potatoes in.
But I prefer it.
You do?
Mm-hmm. It's got to be crispy.
It's got to be crispy from the outset, and so that it can get soft.
A little smokiness to the chowder also. Yeah. Yes.
And we would all agree that Manhattan clam chowder is not clam chowder.
It's soup.
Agreed.
It's soup.
Soup with tomato.
It's awful.
Yeah, I've never had it.
It's not chowder.
You're better for it.
Yeah. Don't.
Does it taste?
It's the Clamato of soups.
Yes, exactly. Right.
But see there. I'm a Clamato guy because I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm a Caesar.
That's a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Hmm. They use Clamato juice instead of tomato juice when they make a Bloody Mary. It's called.
Oh. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Let's get to the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Brought to you also by MyPillow. We all know that Hillman loves his MyPillow, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the 4-pack special. 2 premium bed pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save.
Before we get to the news, the real news, you told me that there was some sort of a viral video today that you really wanted to talk about because you love dogs or something.
Because I love dogs and because I'm 5.
Yeah,
so that's why I want to talk about the story. So a guy in Scotland accidentally got his neighbor's Amazon package delivered to him the other day. And he wanted to take it over to his neighbor so they don't have to call, you know, the delivery service or whatever and just be like, hey, Bob, they brought this to my house by accident. Unfortunately.
Also, by the way, being listed in the divorce papers as the reason for the divorce of Bezos, somebody accidentally got his Amazon package, and they were not intended to. But yes, okay. So it was delivered to the wrong
address.
Okay,
neighbor's
house
by accident. Okay, right. So before the guy could get the box to bring it to his neighbor, his dog got a hold of it, and the dog tore it open. Unfortunately for the neighbor and for this guy, the neighbor had ordered a, a large pink adult toy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. So you can imagine what that looks like. Different kind of bone than the dog is used to.
Yeah.
So the guy
I don't even know what it is.
The guy videotapes the whole scene with his, he's got a dog, is a black lab named Bonnie. There was the dog just playing around with it. Here's Lee Edwards.
But my Labrador, Bonnie, I've ripped it open, and the parcel is a... What have you got there, Bonnie? What have you got? How do you even explain that? What do you say to him? Bonnie, what have you got? Bonnie, you've well dropped me in the ear now. I'm even going to get... How do you explain this? Oh, yeah, sorry, I've opened your parcel. My dog's opened your parcel and got your pink... But she's probably proud of herself. Look at your little face. Look at your little face. What have you got there? Is that a little pink banana?
What do you think? I mean, you can't go over to the neighbor after that and say that Bonnie has been chewing on your sex toy. What do you do?
I would try to find the same item on Amazon and try to have it same day delivered. Package it up, like send it right to their house. Hopefully they won't notice that it was a day late.
Yeah, very embarrassing for the neighbor when you show up and say, sorry, but Bonnie opened up your giant sex toy.
Well, that's when you have to say it was a gag gift for someone's 50th birthday party or something.
Yeah, that's what that would be the excuse that she would use. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, That's unfortunate. That's very, very
This has dog spit all over it.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Not dog spit.
All right. Now we can get to the real news stuff, I guess.
Okay. So there's an irrational fear, Grand Canyon radiation poisoning. Have you been to the Grand Canyon? Remind me.
I went there when I was a kid.
Okay.
When we did our cross-country trip to visit my dad's relatives in Iowa. And I was I'll never forget it because I had just received my license and I was allowed to drive part of the way across the country. We unfolded the road map, which was the only way in which one could figure out where they were going back then. There was no such thing as GPS. Mm-hmm. So we made our way across the country, but we did stop and go to the Grand Canyon. But it's been years since I've been there.
I think you're safe. However, officials are warning, if you've been to the Grand Canyon in the last 18 years, you could have been exposed to high levels of radiation.
From what?
They had 3 5-gallon buckets containing chunks of uranium stored in a building that was used as part of certain tours.
Where's Tyler, the conspiracy theorist?
Right?
I guarantee you there's an explanation for this.
Well,
he's got to be listening. I guarantee you he knows why. Why would they have uranium stored at the Grand Canyon?
And why didn't they tell anyone about it after they discovered it last year?
Yeah.
They found it last year and then they stayed quiet about it. They didn't tell anybody.
Well, of course they did.
Really?
So now people want to know what's going on. Dennis Wagner is a reporter from the Arizona Republic publication and talks about those buckets here.
For years, uranium had been stored in 3 5-gallon buckets inside of a museum collections building at the park, and that tourists and sometimes school kids and employees of the park had been exposed to this uranium. The radiation being, in some cases, hundreds of times more than what the federal government considers as a safe level for individuals. And his story was that he had tried to get park officials to deal with this and to notify the public and notify employees about it, and he had failed. He'd gone so far as to go to the inspector general. He'd called in OSHA, and they sent a team up there. And he called in he went to all of his congresspeople, and still there was no public notice about this.
Wow.
But isn't the Grand Canyon where they have the whole underground plutonium storage? They have
I don't think that's the Grand Canyon.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, there's. I thought it was the Grand Canyon.
So, hello, LB. Think of your friend Michael Fox. The Libyans have it.
Yeah. No, but
I don't know anything. There's about
a whole.
I don't know anything about what you speak.
Of course, so it doesn't exist.
Hold on.
I watched a whole TV show about it. My bad. I'm just trying to explain. I'm asking a simple question, and I don't know why you have to get in my grill. They have, and I'm asking, is the Grand Canyon, there's an area of underground where they have plutonium and all the bad stuff.
Much of America's plutonium is currently stored in a building at the Savannah River site in South Carolina. This is according to Reuters.com.
That's the other Grand Canyon.
Well, I was just
that's
asking.
That's the other.
Grand Canyon pub.
I just watched a show about all the plutonium that was stored in a place.
That is the other Grand Canyon.
Hmm. Evidently, they store plutonium in a lot of now defunct places that used to house nuclear reactors.
Thank you.
Safe.
Right.
I don't know if it's
mic
a boom
drop.
Moment, but
thanks.
I don't know if it's
a
mic drop moment.
What are you dropping?
Good point.
What was
I'll give you that. You had a good point.
So there were only.
I'm just telling you, they store all the bad stuff somewhere. I thought it was the Grand Canyon. I just asked a question.
Yeah.
There were only
three.
But
I'm a dope for asking a question.
Three buckets,
three buckets, correct.
Why just three? Usually these are like truckloads of buckets.
Somebody got lazy at the end of moving it, and they're like, you know what, screw it.
Like,
we don't have enough
room
on the truck. We're not coming back.
Somebody probably got fired, and they didn't tell everybody that they forgot to move all of the uranium.
That's,
are you
going to
fire
mysterious.
Me? Watch this.
How about this?
Guess you guys never found that uranium I left in Grand Canyon. Now you're all screwed.
Have fun
with your selfie. Oh, you thought you were great because you didn't fall off the side of the cliff. Well, now you have uranium poisoning. Congratulations.
Now, LB, you might be thinking of Yucca Mountain in Nevada. Is that what you're thinking of? These texters are saying you might be thinking of Yucca.
And so what's Yucca Mountain? I just watched a TV show where they kept a bunch of bad stuff and they buried it in the ground, and you know, that might be what
you're talking about, Yucca Mountain.
Not to be confused with Yucca buns, which are delicious.
You may be also thinking about the film Broken Arrow with Christian Slater and
great
John Travolta.
Movie.
Is that what you're thinking
John
about?
John Travolta, Christian Slater.
Did you get excited because you were going to eat the yellow cake plutonium and then you realized that it was not actually cake?
This isn't funfetti.
This tastes terrible. I think this is old.
My skin is moving.
That's amazing.
All right. Let's see. Maybe you're thinking of Transformers and the Hoover Dam. Is that possible? Mic drop.
Nope.
Mic drop.
I mean,
mic drop.
It is possible.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Mm.
Mic drop.
Not for nothing. Great trip, though. If you've never been, the Hoover Dam is an amazing go-to spot to take a selfie.
All right. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
I don't know if you've seen this story, but I think it's very fascinating. It's out of Minnesota. The guy that was arrested for a murder that happened in 1993 because they got his DNA off some gum that he threw in the trash in a napkin.
Really?
Yes. Jerry Westrom is his name. And he was recently at the rink, I think, with one of his kids for a hockey game.
Yeah.
Ate a hot dog, put his gum in the napkin, threw the napkin with the gum in the trash. Authorities had been trailing him for some time, and they were able to get the napkin. The DNA that was on the napkin matched crime scene evidence that was found decades ago.
God.
It left no doubt that this guy was the murderer in the case. So he was arrested at his office yesterday. He's in jail right now in lieu of $1 million bail. He's going to be in court on Friday this week. We have some sound from the Hennepin County attorney in Minnesota, Mike Freeman, that explains how the testing was done.
They got a DNA sample when he was at a hockey game, used a napkin, threw it away, and they got enough DNA off of the napkin. We're quite confident that he is the person, or we would not have charged it. And the DNA shows that only he and the victim are found in the blood samples, and that 99.99% of other individuals have been excluded.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Napkin drop.
Yep.
That's a napkin drop.
Napkin drop.
Napkin
right
drop.
There.
Wow.
Thank God for technology, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
All right, what else, Danielle?
A man from Arizona had to be rescued in Zion National Park in Utah on Sunday after he became stuck in the middle of a creek of quicksand.
Oh.
Quicksand is one of those things that I'm always like, where do you find it? Where is it? Like, are you going to get stuck in it somewhere?
You thought
like,
it was that only Colonel McBragg encountered the quicksand. But apparently it's a real thing.
So the guy was unable to free himself from the quicksand, but he was able to, a witness was able to call the authorities and let them know that he was stuck. He happened to have a companion with him, left him with some warm clothes, went to get help. It was 4 hours before the companion was able to get cell phone service to call dispatch to get the guy rescued. Ellie Baltrus is the public information officer for Zion National Park, also a bit of an up-talker.
You know, it has to have exactly the right amount of sand and water. So, you know, for our weather and it being as wet as it was, that probably contributed to this particular day. It took them a couple hours to reach him. He was still conscious, but he was definitely starting to suffer from hypothermia. And took about 2 hours to get his leg freed.
Wow.
Well, remember, if you ever get stuck in quicksand, don't move.
Yeah,
the more you move,
the deeper you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every good Western movie has a good quicksand story.
Exactly. That's right. Then Lassie go gets old Ted with the rope and the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's trouble at the old mill.
All right. What else?
Queen is going to be playing at the Oscars Sunday night.
They are?
That should be good for you since you have to watch it for show prep purposes.
Right.
Adam Lambert's supposed to be performing. There are some rumors, though, that Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, may join them on stage.
Really?
Which would be really, really, really cool.
Is he going to put the teeth in? He may have to.
I mean, you would think, right?
Is he going to say, Daddy, Daddy, will you please accept me, Daddy?
Darling.
Good movie, though.
Good movie. The teeth did become a little distracting after a while.
I know. It's hard to watch with the teeth, but right. Other than that, it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Awesome movie. Yeah.
I'm thinking, I mean, do you think that wins Best Picture, or do you think it's going to be Gaga and Cooper?
I have to tell you, I think A Star is Born is a better movie.
You really? Do?
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
Just the acting, the writing, all of it. I just think it's a better
movie. No, that's not true, Daddy.
Stop spitting.
Daddy. Daddy, why don't you like us or me anyway?
I wanted you to play cricket.
Oh. So you think A Star is Born is better than Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I have to say.
Huh?
And Bradley Cooper is unbelievable in that.
He is.
It's like the best thing he's ever done.
Well, and the Gaga is pretty
good.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
As well.
Yeah. As is Andrew Dice Clay, who plays her father.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Yes, he is pretty good.
You don't even notice at first. He's wow. So like low key. Yeah,
you haven't
great.
Seen it?
I haven't
know?
Seen it yet.
Oh, it's really good.
You know what? That's one of those movies that I have no desire to see.
Why?
Because it's been hyped up so much by everybody in this. Like, people like, oh my God, blah, 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 Star is Born. And you say, I haven't seen it yet. They're like, what?
Yeah.
You haven't seen, oh my God, I'm telling you, go home right now. You're going to be moved. I cried the whole movie. I'm
wow.
like, you know what?
No,
it's
don't...
like Titanic for me. I just have no desire.
I don't think you cry the whole movie, but you do. I mean, there is a spoiler alert that should be issued if we're going to talk
dies.
About
Did
it.
Somebody
but...
die?
Although
I'm not,
this
I'm
is,
not gonna say it. I'm not
why?
Gonna say
I'm not gonna
it.
Watch
I,
it.
I'm not gonna say it.
Is it really a spoiler alert? Because this is the third version of this movie.
Well, there is for certain people they've never
right.
seen
never it. Seen
it.
Okay.
I see I didn't even know that.
Okay.
I had no idea that was the case. Can Casey Affleck dies, doesn't he?
Also I die in Bohemian Rhapsody, Daddy. Also.
You gotta cut your lip.
What LB? What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, is Dice still on cable, his show?
Oh, I don't know if they still make that show.
That
yeah.
was a great show.
Yeah.
All right. It is 8:55, and coming up, we're going to get some bacon in the studio and woo-hoo. Talk about bourbon and bacon, which is coming up on March 9th and 10th. And so we'll make you hungry when we sample some delicious bacon treats coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.